How many tournaments have you guys played since so far this summer?
I think Crete was our sixth tournament. We started it at the end of March. Played a big RFML, that's Rocky Mountain Fast Pitch League, in Grand Island. Since, you know, the COVID's still kind of tight up there at that time. Very stiff competition up there. We're playing teams from Arizona, South Dakota, Colorado. Then we rolled on to went to York and played up there against the East teams, just giving the girls some harder competition. And we kind of struggled a little bit getting started, but now we're on a roll. The girls are really pulling through. We got our bats are on. Defense is tough, and I see good expectations for the rest of the year. So
wow, six tournaments. You guys have been busy, haven't you?
Yep, so we got four more left to go yet this week or this month. Well, we got North Platte this weekend, then State following, then of course the Firecracker tournament here in McCook, and then in July we'll go down to Hayes for a tournament down there. So that four more left for the year. So the girls are going to be tired after the year, but they're having fun and we're starting to win games. So
can you tell us about your roster a little bit? You've got some McCook girls, but some girls from some other communities as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're pulling girls from all over. So we got Carly Peters, Abby Johnson, Katie Taylor, Izzy Renner, and Natalie Roberts here from McCook. We pulled Michaela Wright and Juliana Ortiz from North Platte. Got Carson Haynes from Cambridge, and our catcher Kaylee Baker from Alma. And we just picked up a new girl from Cozad, another pitcher. So we're looking pretty good. So
that's just, I got them spread all out. Do you try to get some practice time at least once during the week before the tournament's in the weekend?
Yeah, pulling girls from all over is kind of hard to get practice in, but they're really dedicated to the team, and they make the trip down here. I've been practicing out there at the RV fields, and once a week we try to get in, and then we try to throw a batting practice in there too. So haven't had a problem really getting all the girls there. They, like I said, they're all dedicated to the team, and they want to. They want to improve themselves and go win some games. So.
You and Coach James Taylor helping you out as well, isn't he?
Yep, we got James Taylor and Ramey Albers from Cambridge helping us out. So we got three coaches on board. Really good coaching staff. Couldn't ask for anybody better. So.
Having a lot of fun, having a great summer, and these girls are you know, getting better all the time, and getting a lot of these girls are getting ready, a lot of them, for high school ball coming up in the fall season, aren't they?
Yeah, we got everybody on the team is going to go play high school ball, it looks like. So that's what they're out here. They're trying to get warmed up so they can roll into the fall season and be ready to go. And That's awesome, because I think they're getting to the point where the bats are on, like I said, and the defense is tough. I think we walked out of that last game with two errors in defense. I mean, that's pretty impressive for a six-inning game. So
yeah, I'm sure that Crete tournament, you saw a lot of great competition, didn't you?
Yeah, good competition. We saw teams from Kansas, Lincoln. Look, we played the winning of the championship game against the Holdridge team there, so they're going to see girls that they play in the fall ball. So,
of course, the Prodigy program, our good buddy Mike Roth has really done a heck of a job at putting this thing together with a lot of teams around the state, hasn't he?
Yes, I couldn't do it without his help. He's been tremendous. The Prodigy organization is it's fabulous. It gives the girls opportunities to go to some camps. We have expertise coaching that if I have a problem with a girl hitting, I make a phone call and I send him a video. He says, hey, try this, or I'll have someone call you and help you fix this or that, and it just works. It we're getting a lot of help, outside help from them, and you can't ask for I know it's a new organization to the McCook area, and it's working for us, I believe. So
I see it's Prodigy Decker, and I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Decker Sports is kind of your kind of corporate sponsor of this, is that right?
Yes, Decker just took over the corporate sponsor for the Prodigy team, I believe in March, but we are the first team to run the Decker line. They used us as kind of the introduction team to see how it would work. The Decker line is really good. I mean, they're very helpful. If we need gear or anything, they just overnight it to us, and we got it right away. I mean, they're a great sponsor to have with us.
And this program really helps girls, I think, talking to Mike, remember our conversation with Mike, that helps them if they want to play college ball, if find colleges and recruiting too, doesn't it?
Yes. We are going to, a lot of the terms we go to have a lot of college scouts. They promote, we are all the girls are on sports recruits. They get a lot of exposure with this program with the Prodigy. There's a handful of girls that are going to go down to Tulsa and play in front in at the Wilson Invite. This is all stuff that they have worked out or worked through the program of Prodigy and qualified to go. And so we got four girls from the Cook going down to do that. So it's a great opportunity for these girls on our team to get exposure for college, and if they're going to go to the next level, it's definitely helping them out.
Well, I know, John, it takes a lot of time. You and James put a lot of time into it, away from jobs, and I'm sure, but, with weekend tournaments and everything, but it's time-consuming, but these girls are having a ball. You're having a lot of fun coaching them, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot of time, but it's all worth it when you see the smile on the girls' face after a tournament, so.